Luke 16:16, the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. It says, every man presseth into it. To enter into God's kingdom, to participate in His promises, a pressing in is required. Nonchalant Christianity won't work. The children of faith by natural standards are living in a contradiction. I must learn to overcome the contradictions that have been set in array against my God-decreed promises. This is accomplished by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Revelation chapter 12, verses 10 and 11, "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of His Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death." Pressing in is required. It is not optional. Every sacrifice must go through the fire. There are no exceptions. The born again are called to be the living sacrifice. Romans 12:1, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." We press into the kingdom of God through a trial as though by fire. This fire is God's purging fire. During this Holy Ghost purging, we shed our old carnal desires and satanic bondages on the cross of mortification, where desires contrary to righteousness are put to death and laid upon the altar of sacrifice. God's children are living sacrifices. It's true, and the power to press in and overcome is found in the believer's childlike faith in the glorious, only begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ the righteous. If you have yet to be born again, you will have no real concept of what has just been said, but that can change in the next few minutes. Would you like to start your life all over again, this time with all sins forgiven and forgotten, and all shame and responsibility erased? Would you love to have the marvelous power to live a beautiful life, where even bad circumstances work together for your good, and all of Satan's bondages, every single one, are vanquished? Will today be your day where God's Holy Ghost fire begins to purify your soul? For this to be true, literally true, all you have to do is follow me in this simple prompt. Don't procrastinate. Follow this instruction. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Daniel chapter 8, verse 23, "And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up." God said, 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 5, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth-breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away." God said, 2 Timothy 3:12 and 13, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." Man said, "These foolish doomsday prophets make me laugh. There is no end to this world, and certainly no judgment day." Now the record. Everybody is looking for someone. The New Agers are looking for the One. The Muslims are awaiting the 12th Imam. The Jews are looking for their Messiah, and the Christians for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ in the clouds, where the redeemed are gathered together to meet Him in the air. Someone is on the way, and students of the Scriptures know who that someone is. This God Said, Man Said feature is preceded by an amazing four-part series addressing the staggering allness of Christ, whom God Said, Man Said calls the singularity. This series included Abraham, Isaac, Mount Moriah, and a stone that is the center of the universe, the Antichrist, and the third temple soon to be built, as well as the U.S. President Donald J. Trump and the role he could play. Is Donald J. Trump the new Cyrus, as some Jews and Christians believe, and will he initiate the building of the third Jewish temple? If much of Christianity is correct in its interpretation of the budding of the fig tree parable, then the announcement of the building of the new Jewish temple could happen at any time. This will be the catalyst that drives the world-ending battle of Armageddon. One of the signs in 2 Thessalonians signaling the end is a marked falling away from righteousness. At the time of God's dreadful global judgment, a deadly spiritual mindset will possess the souls of billions. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 12 prophesies of coming events, which include the world's state of mind before and after the return of Christ for the church. It reads, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all powers and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." There is a great sociological divide taking place right before our eyes in real time. The population at large is aggregating into two very opposite camps at a highly accelerated rate, propelled by spirits of good and evil. Special note, God Said, Man Said has no political party affiliation. However, as Bible believers, we would certainly be classified as conservative. The more of the Bible you believe, the more conservative you will be. Psalms chapter 79, verses 6 and 7, "For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another." All promotion of kings and presidents in particular comes from the Lord. Sometimes the promotion is for good and sometimes for judgment. The Bible declares that the wicked are God's sword. The idolatrous and self-worshipping King Nebuchadnezzar was known as the servant of God. He carried out God's judgment upon God's wayward children, the Israelites. Not all of God's promotions look good at face value, but the end result is always good for the redeemed. In 2016, the world saw a promotion of God in the election of Donald J. Trump to the U.S. presidency. It was a political upset of miraculous proportions that left the global progressives in utter disarray and perpetual denial. The conservative camp, on the other hand, shouted for joy. The progressives wept. The mouths of conservatives were filled with laughter. The lines of the great divide are clearly drawn. Arguably, the number one political enemy of the less progressives is the evangelical conservative Christian. The lines are drawn. It is obvious to a considerable number of Christian conservatives that the man Donald J. Trump was promoted by God for a time marked in the Scriptures, even the end of the world as we know it. This man has single-handedly driven the Great Divide, not by his own hand or his great wisdom, but by the very hand of God. Donald Trump has been chosen by God. Don't lose sight that the world ends as a result of its hatred for Jesus Christ. The shadow of his ministry of redemption and of his coming is fully displayed with Abraham and the placing of Isaac on the rock of sacrifice atop Mount Moriah, which is today's Temple Mount in Jerusalem. That very rock of sacrifice that represents Christ will be central to the coming third Jewish temple and the focus of the world's hatred harnessed and unleashed by Satan and his Antichrist, the son of perdition. The third Jewish temple is just over the horizon. A large part of the Great Divide, sharply delineated by President Trump, has been fueled by his great love for Israel, defunding Palestinian terrorists, his stands against Iran, Syria, and all nations that want to destroy the Hebrew people, his stand against the UN's effort to sanction and generally malign Israel, his recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's rightful capital by moving the U.S. embassy there, his official recognition of the annexed Golan Heights as Israeli sovereign ground, and possibly becoming the U.S. president who endorses and promotes the building of the third Jewish temple, which will sit in the middle of the Battle of Armageddon itself. Two signs given in 2 Thessalonians 2:3 that are required to happen before Christ's return for his church are, one, a falling away, and two, the revelation of the son of perdition. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. The falling away is a departure from righteousness, which is obvious in the sharp decline of church attendance and in the churches themselves who have fallen away from the foundation of God's word, even in the promotion of perversion itself. Just prior to Jesus Christ's return for the church, which happens during the window of time, the son of perdition enters the third temple and proclaims to the world that he is God, the souls of men will be bound in the doom of deep darkness. Devil possession will be rampant. Transgressors are come to the full. Do any of these signs of impending judgment seem familiar? Isaiah chapter 5, verses 20 and 21. Woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Number 2, Isaiah chapter 59, verse 15. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. Number 3, Hosea chapter 4, verses 13 and 14, declares the results of spiritual whoredom, of spiritual unfaithfulness. It reads, they sacrifice upon the tops of the mountains and burn incense upon the hills, under oaks and poplars and elms, because the shadow thereof is good. Therefore your daughters shall commit whoredom, and your spouses shall commit adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, nor your spouses when they commit adultery, for themselves are separated with whores, and they sacrifice with harlots. Therefore the people that doth not understand shall fall. Number 4, Daniel 9, 7 and 8. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces, as at this day, to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off, through all the countries whither thou hast driven them because of their trespass that they have trespassed against thee. O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. The wages of sin are on the surface for all to see, and it is a display of the results of disobedience and confusion of faith that follows. Jesus Christ is the singularity. Everything good and evil revolves around Him. You cannot cast off His restraints and directives without suffering the curse. Consider these little points. 110 million Americans have a sexually transmitted disease. Extrapolate globally, and you are in the billions. 60 million U.S. abortions have been performed. Extrapolate globally, and a fair guess would be in the hundreds of millions. Now, sell aborted baby body parts and continue on to infanticide. Next, a world bound by drugs, alcohol, phobias, mental illness, depression, panic attacks, and so much more. A world filled with physical assault, murder, rape, thefts, sexual perversions. I think you have the idea. Daniel the prophet says, transgressors are come to the full. It will be dark indeed just prior to the great taking up of the church, but imagine it gets darker. Those who are left behind will be fully possessed of devil spirits and will not be able to escape the coming destruction and judgment of God. Listen again to 2 Thessalonians 2:8 through 12. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. The vast majority of the world will be doomed and beyond remedy. Satan will lead this mass of malcontents and devil-bound hordes into the very battle of Armageddon. Saints, it's time to prepare to evacuate. Would confusion of faith be a good description of this headline in the Telegraph from September 9, 2019? How dare the BBC teach children there are 100 genders? Consider this. In 2014, Facebook added 71 gender identification terms. Questions today such as, am I a boy or a girl, or which bathroom should I use, are telltale signs of doomsday. Final thoughts. Did you know that the Muslims, who call themselves Ishmaelites, have rewritten history, claiming that Abraham took Ishmael and not Isaac, his half-brother, to sacrifice atop Mount Moriah? The problem with their position is that the Quran was written 609 to 632 A.D. The biblical writing concerning this subject in the Old Testament dates back nearly 2,000 years B.C., and the New Testament 500-plus years before the Quran, and both Old and New certified it was Isaac and not Ishmael. The Muslims observe their account of history once a year in a celebration called the Feast of Sacrifice. Did you know the famous Muslim shrine called the Dome of the Rock on top of Mount Moriah purportedly houses the very rock Abraham lays his son upon to sacrifice? Here God stops Abraham and supplies the ram caught in the thickest to sacrifice instead. This ancient rock and its third Jewish temple will soon play out before us. Can you hear that knocking at the door? The great divide is on the move, and God is separating those who are His. Click on the Further with Jesus now to be counted. God said, Daniel chapter 8, verse 23, and in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentence shall stand up. God said, 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 5, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. God said to Timothy, chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." Man said, "These foolish doomsday prophets make me laugh. There is no end to this world, and certainly no judgment day." Now you have the record.